You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here's my observation for the day so far. This is like that thing we were just talking about. A bunch of people I've talked to today think the Niners have a better chance this weekend than they did last weekend, which doesn't make logical sense.
Yeah, I don't see it that way.
I don't either, but I understand where the concept comes from. And the concept comes from, you just watch the Niners play, you just watch them do something you didn't think they can do, and so now you think to yourself, why can't they do something that I don't think they can do again? And let me put it another way, and it's this. So on my way in today, some of my former colleagues at San Diego Sports 760 called and said, would you come on the show and talk about this Niner-Seahawk game? And one of the things they asked me, they're like, what... all these injuries, this crazy year, like, what was it like covering this team? And I said, you know, the only thing that was different about it is that the Niners kept winning football games, but there wasn't the same buzz. There wasn't the belief from the fans. So we even said it last week. I didn't feel like people had playoff fever.
Until Friday, I think it kind of kicked in, but
little bit.
Still like not to the point you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you're excited about the game, sure. I didn't mean people aren't, like, going to watch the game or whatever, but... there wasn't this like, hey, something special might be cooking. And then they won the game. And for me, that was the moment. It was the moment that a lot of us have been waiting for. It kicked in. It kicked in. And I've heard it ever since. I've heard it all week. I heard it all day on the other two shows. Playoff fever is here. People are talking about what if. Could this be the season? Could they end up in the Super Bowl? And it still makes no logical sense, but whatever. You know what I mean? I think people are now suddenly willing to suspend that. Playoff fever is here, and that's why there are some who believe the Niners have a better chance this week than last.
Well, you look at this team, and you have the muscle memory of knowing that you beat them, and you beat them in the opener, and Kittle didn't really play in that game either. He didn't even play a half, and you beat them, and you beat them up there. And as I mentioned to Grandy yesterday, they've won 4 straight games in Seattle. Now, none of those were playoff games, but some of these guys have the muscle memory of going there and winning, and it happened this year. So you've got that as a feather in your cap. And what I said in the crossover, I do believe about the whole idea of it's kind of momentum, because forget the game against Seattle in week 18, where they took you apart, and it was not as close as the score would indicate, but you went to Philly and you won, and I think you go to this game, and it isn't, oh, we're not going to win, so let's just go out there and try, and let's just throw something at the wall and see what happens. But I do think when it comes to the nerves and the pucker factor, Seattle's in the spot. You're the one seed, first home game in 10 years. If the Niners lose the toss and get the ball and go down and score like they did against Philly, and Sammy D comes out trailing 7-0 and they go 3-and-out. Now, their crowd's not going to give up like Phillies did,
no,
but there's a little shrinkage.
It's exactly what happened week one. It's yep. exactly what happened week one. Niners went hot knife through butter 7-0. And then they ended up pulling the thing out 17-13.
Right.
Sam fumbles at the end of the game. Now, that was back when the Niners felt like they were allowed to rush the passer. They don't do that anymore.
I got to him, and I also recovered it.
Look, 888-957-9570. Here's the other place that this kind of led me. So I think that when a team like this starts to get on the move, this is when all the little mottos and nicknames, right? The Misfits and why not us? And people will make T-shirts and hats and all of that. But it got me thinking, and you know this, I've always rejected Super Bowl or bust. I've always rejected that. But I think the longer I sit with this win against Philly and the Niners' current status in the Final Eight, I think I'm starting to at least understand a little bit better the Super Bowl or bust crowd. I don't think there are any rules where this is in ink based on your age. But I don't care how old you are. You can call our show anytime. But I really specifically want to dig in to those who haven't turned 40 yet. Because I think if you haven't turned 40 yet, Grandy, Lucas, this is why last week they got so upset at our bounce house party.
Yeah.
And the reason is if you haven't turned 40 yet, you largely feel like the Niners have never won a Super Bowl. And if you have turned 40, you're like, I at least remember Steve Young. And if you've turned 50, you sort of grew up in an age where the Niners just did this all the damn time.
Right, right.
It's a different emotional dynamic. And so that, like, that idea of maybe this is the season, even though it doesn't make sense, suddenly made me think of the 2010 San Francisco Giants. When the calendar flipped September that year, they were many, many games out of first place, well behind the Padres. And then the Padres completely collapsed. And then the Giants end up winning the division in the final weekend. And then off they go to the playoffs. NLCS, they're going up against a stacked Philadelphia roster. Cody Ross off of Roy Halladay. What the hell are you talking about? Then they end up in the World Series against the Rangers, and everyone's like, you're not allowed to beat Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee's never lost a playoff game in his life. He lost two against the Giants in that series. All kinds of magical stuff happened. Aubrey Huff was a good player and not a hated human being. Edgar Renteria ends up winning MVP. He's a scrap heap kind of a player. Juan Uribe. Yeah, they had Lincecum. They had Kane. I get that. But that was not the best team, and as a Giants fan, I never would have thought that's the team that's going to break the seal. That's the one who's going to give us our first ever championship. And Dibs, when it happened, I cried.
Yeah, you sure did.
I cried big tears. Big tears.
And you were 35, basically?
35 yeah. years old. And so it just made me, I don't know, like I'm maybe seeing this one suddenly through the lens of all of those 49er fans who've never gotten to do it before and thinking, you know what? Sometimes that first one is not the one that makes sense.
I'm Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I mean, even if you want to go back to the actual first one in January of 1982.
Yeah.
I know they were a tiny favorite, but that was not supposed to be a Super Bowl team.
Of course not. Even though you crushed them in the regular season and you promptly... They turned the ball over, I think, five times in that game.
Against the Cowboys.
Thing was a mess both ways, and it took a miraculous, iconic play to even win that game. And then you had to gut it out against Cincinnati to get the first one. So this feels a little bit like the 2022 Warriors, where you know you didn't think that they were going to do that, and they went on and got it done. But Niner-wise, I was just checking this to make sure I had it right, but in 2021, the year after Jimmy came back, he was hurt. He came back. You were 6-6 in that season. You wound up 10-7 with the OT win over the Rams just to make it in. Road underdog at Dallas, you win. Road underdog at Green Bay, you win. Hufanga. And then you went to LA and you were a Jacquez, a tart INT away from, away from stealing that one and going to the bowl.
So you thought you had it. Yeah.
This one feels a little bit more like that where they wound up 10-7. You barely got in. Now, this team didn't barely get in, but you lost your last game of the year. That team had to win 4 of 5, including 2 in overtime, to get to 10-7, to get to the offs, and then road upset, and that's what this team's trying to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.